Now, of course, we're talking about the motions to reopen in the context of immigration proceedings, okay? So I see another very good colleague of mine sitting here, Mr. Peter Williamson. And if you allow me, I'll quote your dad, Sam Williamson, who was basically litigation star many years ago and the person that, you know, we're all trying to be. And he said, if there is no other choice, look to the law, okay? And unfortunately, I don't have my stuff together today because I forgot my statute, but we will start with the statute because that's essentially what will govern and play a big role in whatever happens after or happened after Mata. So what is this motion to reopen? It could be found in Section 240C7. Essentially, if something gone wrong or something has changed after your client already gone before immigration judge and, you know, was ordered removed, you can try to resolve this or save the case by presenting new facts that will be held at the reopened hearing. And you present evidence attaching it to your motion explaining what those new facts are. Besides the statute, of course, there is a regulation that interprets the statute, so, you know, a little bit lower tier. And regulations under 1003.23b outline what the regulations requirements are, and essentially it clarifies that whatever new evidence you're presenting on your motion has to be material. You have to prove that it was not available to present to the judge at the initial hearing, either because it wasn't available or could not be found.